Blog Talk Radio.
And there you are. God bless you. I was just talking about all of you who are coming from the blog line, and thank God for you. Amen. From every church affiliation, church denomination, and for all things, God bless all of you. Amen. Let's go to the Lord in prayer, and then we're going to thank the Lord. Then we're going to speak to him. Amen. And we're going to allow you all to praise him. Get ready to praise the Lord. Amen. Have your praise ready. All right, if you would, wake up, and amen, let's get ready to praise God. Heavenly Father, what a wonderful and marvelous and ultra-awesome privilege it is to even be able to speak to you. For years and for centuries and eras, God, people could not go into the Holy of Holies. But Jesus, when you went to Calvary, you split the veil, and because the veil is split, we can now go into the Holy of Holies, and we don't need anybody to talk to you for us. We can talk to you for ourselves. What a marvelous privilege it is to speak to you and to tell you all about what's going on and to hear your voice speaking back to us. Through the auspices of the Holy Ghost. Thank you for it. We love you, Lord. We praise you. We glory in you. We appreciate everything that you have done. And we appreciate everything that you're doing. Oh, God. You're so faithful. So glorious. So noble and so kind. So judicious. Oh, God, you have the best judgment of all. And so brilliant. Nobody can come up to your wisdom and knowledge. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. We get it from you. Thank you so much. And you're so exhaustless. God, can nobody exhaust your blessing and your goodness and mercy. We thank you for it. God, look on the people today. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you for all your blessings. Look on them, God. Bless people everywhere. They've gotten up for you, Lord, to give you praise and to give you glory. And I know you won't let them down. Holy Ghost, we're inviting you to take over this line. I ask you to forgive us for anything that we've done that you didn't like. Forgive us, Lord. We haven't tried to do anything. Just help us in the area of omission, too. The things that we haven't gotten done yet, but we're trying. And bless this line. Take over again, I ask you, Holy Ghost. Let this be your line completely. And we just thank you for it. Oh, my. We celebrate you. Yeah, we give you all the glory. All the praise, all the adoration. You're so sovereign, so renowned. And God, we just love you. So superabundant that we give you all the glory. Now, I pray that every person who participates, I'm asking you to bless them. Amen. And those who are on here, I'm asking you to bless them. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Look on those who are incarcerated, those who are down. Remember those who are under bridges, God. And people like the man who came up to me the other day who didn't have any money. God, help them in Jesus' name. Oh, God. Look on those who are hurting, who've been wounded and bruised. Look on them and help them, God, in Jesus' name. And I pray for those who somewhat don't have any, seemingly don't have any hope. But we have hope in you. Help them to find that hope in you, in Jesus. Those who have their back against the wall, I'm asking you to help them, Lord, and deliver them. Those who don't know how they're going to make it, God, make a way out of no way. in the name of Jesus. Those who have emergencies this morning, some perhaps were awake all night long, look on them, God, and help them and bless them. I'm asking you to remember Bishop Hagen, who's in the hospital. Touch him in the name of Jesus and bring him out victoriously in Jesus' mighty name. God, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Bless, 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 bless. In Jesus' name we pray. And for the glory of God, we ask it. Thank God. Amen and amen. God bless all of you. Good morning to you. Are you all awake this morning? If so, God bless you. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. God bless you and you and you. Amen. Let's not go any further without speaking to the Lord. I know he's here. Amen. Let's speak to him. Good morning, Lord. Good morning.
Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah. My. That's one of the things we try to do at the First Fruits, because we believe the Lord is in the room. And if you believe it, let's greet him. Amen. Yeah. Let's greet him also with praise. He inhabits the praises of his people. So can you help us and join with us as we give the Lord praise and adoration. And let's do it now. Praise check, everybody. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Lord,
thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you. Making ways and opening doors. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you.
Every step of the way.
For
every step we take, we
thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank
you. Thank you. Thank you. You're so worthy today, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, we praise you. Thank God. Amen and amen. And thank you all for that. Amen. I know the Lord looks forward to hearing the people of God praise him. We remember that if we don't praise him, the rocks will cry out, and we certainly don't want that to happen. We want him to hear our praise and our glory. Thank God. Amen. Let's go back to our regular format, and I know we have Sister Reynolds. Amen. Are you on here, Sister Reynolds?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Give us just a little time. I want to get a few praise reports today of what God has done for people and somebody who would tell it. Amen.
Yes.
I remember, it seemed like in my back of my mind, I remember hearing some senior saints who said, if you can't tell it, let me tell it. Amen. They wanted to give their testimonies of what God had done. Amen. Doesn't have to be anything, you know, unless it can be something spectacular, but it can be just thanking for waking you up this morning, because that's a praise. Y'all had seen how many ambulances rolled last night. You certainly thank him for what he's done for you. God's been good. Yes, he has. Excuse me. All right. I want to open up the prayer line. Or is there anyone who has a praise report who can ask for other praise reports and do it with joy in the name of Jesus? If you have, I just want you to get ready. I don't know. I don't want to disturb her, but if Ambassador Hagen, if you are able to do the instructions, that would be great. If not, don't worry about it. We'll move on. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Are you there? All right. Let's go straight to our praise reports this morning. My, my, my. And get somebody who wants to tell of the goodness of Jesus. I know I have a praise report. Thank God about what God did. Mm-hmm. All right, anybody have a praise report? And if so, why don't you give your praise report and then ask for new praise reports if possible. Amen. Who is the first one on the line that is willing to tell him the goodness of Jesus and how he's blessed you and how he's helped you? Amen. All right, the line is open to you. Anybody? A praise report for the Lord. Saints of God. Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Ambassador Elect Watson, Carbon, Texas.
Oh,
and I just thank the Lord for blessing me to see another day. This thought just went through my heart that the saints used to sing, this joy that I have, the world can't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. So do anyone out there have a praise report this morning?
Well, I have one.
All right.
I want to thank God for what he did at Amazing Grace on Sunday. My God. The Lord led me to talk about the end result of Job, and he led me to ask the people to pray for their friends, and we were calling all kind of names of friends Sunday, and they began to pray for their friends. I'm going to tell you the end result of that at another time, because I think I'm gonna bring that message to you this week. Amen. Pray for your friends. Mm-hmm. There's a miracle in it. There is a miracle. God gave it to me and told me, son, pray for your friends, because there's a miracle in praying for your friends. And I'm going to bring that to you later on. But thank God for what he did there. It was marvelous in our sight. And, oh, my God, it was something tremendous. All right, back to you, Sister Cobb.
All right, that was beautiful. Chief Ambassador, y'all must have been in our church, because our message was, let the church say amen. And our pastor said, put a name of a person you want to pray for in your and we did that also. So do anyone else have a praise report? Come on, Saint.
Good morning. This is Ambassador-elect Mother Digby giving honor to God, to Dr. Johnson, and to Sister Cobb. I thank and praise the Lord for this day. I thank God for how he came into my life and saved me and sanctified me and filled me with the Holy Ghost, and how he keeps my heart and my mind encouraged. I thank the Lord for how he healed my body so many times and how he just blessed way past my expectations. I thank him for it today. And I want to say to Sister Cobb, I enjoyed you on the shut-in, and I thank and praise the Lord for this, his goodness.
Thank you, you blessed him. That was beautiful. Anyone else?
I'd like to give a praise report. Actually, my testimony. This is Sister Lavinia Reynolds from Lansing,
Michigan. We're going to ask for you in just a few minutes on the testimony, Sister Reynolds.
Oh, okay.
I want to
just
stay with our praise reports. Amen. Although that is a praise report. But hold that just for a moment. All
okay.
Right. Go ahead, Sister Cobb.
All right. Keith, how many did you want?
Give us about three or four more.
All right. Okay, come on. I heard someone's voice.
Good morning, Ambassador-elect Mother Cobb. You're doing excellent. This is Ambassador-elect Charlotte Gray out of Kansas City, Missouri. I do have two praise reports I do want to give for the Lord. It is a terrific Tuesday. My mother called me last night. She is 70. She was leaving out for church with her purse and Bible and everything, going down her steps, and just kind of went flying over through her basement. Landed over on the ground without a broken bone, broken tooth, broken back. And I said, Lord, you just take care of my mother. Thank you, Jesus, for taking care of my mother. So I just wanted to give her praise report for her. She is not on the line. But I thank God for Gladys over in Kansas City, Kansas, 70 years old, was able to get up, get in her car, and still make it to service yesterday. And I also want to give my prayer support a double duo. While I'm over here getting ready to go to work, I was almost in an accident, and God spared my life in my vehicle. So, God, this is a double duo on this terrific Tuesday because you are a dynamic God, and I am part of the redeemed, and I must say so. I am much grateful for you, Jesus. And Sister Cobb, just keep on. You're just wonderful. God bless you, young lady, as Dr. Pfeiffer says. Have a good day.
Oh, thank you so much. That was beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Come, any more out there?
Good morning.
Yes, I want to. Good morning.
That this sounds like Lady Betty. Who is that? Go ahead.
This is Renee McKnight from Texas.
Good morning, Miss. Thanks.
Yes, good morning. Ms. Watson, you're doing a wonderful job. I want to thank God for waking me up this morning. And you know what, y'all? I have grown so much in 2016. God has opened doors for me, and I just want to thank God for what all he's done for me in 2016. I really think I've came a long way. And that's my praise report. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Sister Renee. As y'all may have heard, we know each other. And I can tell you for a fact, she really has grown just by listening to this prayer line.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's so
beautiful. Y'all all have a blessed day.
You do the same. God bless you. We love you.
Love y'all.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Sister Christy Johnson from Kansas City, Missouri. I just wanted to get up and give God honor and praise just for keeping me and shielding me and holding me and just directing me in the right path. I'm grateful for my friends that pray for me. Such as Sister Charlotte Gray and LaShonda Toombs. I'm grateful that they're being blessed, and I'm an extension of that blessing. So I just wanted to give God honor and praise this morning for everything that he has done for me and everything that he's going to do for me.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Thank you for that praise report. We take two more. Anyone else?
Praise the Lord. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Sister Linda.
Sister Linda from Utah. And I just want to say, I thank the Lord for Dr. Johnson who came up here, I think it was around 5 years ago or more, when he came up here and to Utah, and he gave us the number to call on the prayer line, and I've been on ever since, and I just want to thank him for this prayer line because it has really blessed me too. And I just want to say that I just thank the Lord for what he's been doing in my life. And I thank the Lord for how he blessed my eyes, one of them last week. Even though it was swollen, it went down. But I just thank the Lord for this.
Just a moment. Somebody has another phone open in your room. One of the rules is that you cannot have two phones open and causes feedback. All right, go ahead, Sister Linda.
And I just want to say, good morning, Jesus. Nice having you here.
I was waiting to hear that song.
I hear doorbells whenever you're near. There goes my burden. There goes my fear. Good morning, Jesus. Nice having you here. And I just want to thank the Lord.
Amen.
For letting me here.
Oh, needed that this morning. All right, mm-hmm. Brother Lonnie, you still there?
I'm still here.
All right, good. Sir.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
God is good and he's worthy to be praised. I thank the Lord today for a new day. And it is truly a gift, and that's why we call it the present. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to serve you. I thank the Lord today for bringing me through my trials and tribulations. I thank him for being there for me when I was lost, when I cried out, and he heard my cry. I thank the Lord this morning for all that he's done for me. I thank him for my yesterday. I thank him for today. I thank him for tomorrow, even though I know it's not promised. I just thank the Lord with confidence that he will guide my path and strengthen me. I just thank him on today. I just praise him. I just for all that he's done for me. I just really, truly love the Lord and I just want to give him the praise this morning that he deserves and just to start my day off right on the prayer line. I just want to thank Dr. Johnson, Chief Ambassador, the First Lady. I just want to, you know, start my day off right and continue to meditate on God all day long and just, you know, to walk in the spirit and walk by faith. And y'all have a nice day today.
You do the same. We'll turn it back over into your hands, Chief Ambassador Johnson.
Right, Sister Cobb, you did a wonderful, marvelous job today. I like that energy you have. Amen. Here at 6-something, 7-something in the morning. God bless you so much. I didn't know if Sister Linda heard me. I just wanted her to do another verse of that Good Morning, Jesus. Amen.
Thank
go
you.
Go ahead, Sister Linda. Can you do another verse of that Good Morning, Jesus?
Oh, good morning, Jesus. Nice having you here. By your joy bells, whenever you're near. There goes my burden, there goes my fear. Good morning, Jesus. Nice having you here.
You know, that's correct. It is really, really wonderful having the Lord here. Because our teacher says whenever he's in the room, everything is subject to him. Everything must obey him. He obeys nothing because he, along with his Father and the Holy Ghost, created everything. And thank God for having him here. Oh, my God. What a wonderful privilege to have him in the room. Amen. God bless you. And is there anybody else that we missed who wanted to give a praise unto the Lord, a praise report? We certainly don't want you to go away with that praise report. We want you to bring it here and give it to the Lord. Amen? So is
this is Sister Lucille. I want to first give honor to God and all the saints on this prayer line. I truly thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. I thank the Lord for all his blessings. I thank the Lord on yesterday. I went and took my Aunt Maddie some clothes, and she was looking real good. I thank the Lord for that song, the mother's song this morning, Good Morning, Jesus. I just thank the Lord for this prayer line. And I'm asking the saints to continue to keep me and my children in your prayer. God bless all of you, and I love you, and ain't a thing you can do about it.
All right. Is there anybody else? I don't want to overlook you. Amen. If you have a praise
report. Good morning. God bless you. This is Mother Britt.
Mother Britt.
Yeah, I want to let you know. I thank God for waking me up. Good morning, Jesus. I thank God for that. I thank God for you, Dr. Johnson, everyone, Dr. Betty, everyone on the prayer line. I thank you. Although I don't say nothing a lot of times, I'm on here listening. And I just want to thank you for your prayers. I know you're praying for me and my family. And I really appreciate that. And may God bless you, and may heaven smile upon all of y'all. Love y'all.
And Mother Britt, I just want to thank you for all you've done to be a blessing to our ministry. Thank you so very much.
Are you welcome?
Do you mind if I ask you? I know at least 2 or 3 years ago, you gave your age on the prayer line. May I ask you? Is that all right? How old you
are?
Yeah,
I'm 84.
84.
Yes, I'm 84.
Mother, I remember when you gave your age. I think you were 80. 80.
Yes, back in that time, yeah. Lord, if the Lord let me live to see September, I'll be 85.
What? Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm a September baby, too. Amen.
Oh, that's right. You're born in September.
What is yours? September what?
Well, September the 30th.
Wow. Thank God.
The last
mine
day of the month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mine is the 6th of September.
God
but I remember when you came on and said you were 80 years old. That's been
yes,
almost
now
five.
Going on 85.
That's almost five. I guess that's almost 5 years ago.
Yes, about 5 years. Uh-huh.
And you've been on here basically almost every day, if not every day, that we've been on the prayer line. And
yeah,
that's
yeah,
amazing.
Yeah. A lot of times somebody wasn't on there, but I'm on there when I can.
Yes, ma'am. Thank God.
And God
for
bless
you,
and I love you. And look for some mail. I'll be sending you some mail, okay?
All right. God bless you, Mother.
God bless you now.
Appreciate you so very, 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 very
appreciate
much.
Y'all too. Appreciate you too.
Mm. All right. There's a mother who's been on the line for 5 years. Who else has been on the line that long? Anybody else? Sister Linda, how long have you been on this line?
Ever since that year you came up here and gave us that number when you came to Bishop Allen's church.
Yes, and you've been here ever since. God bless you.
God bless you.
And I remember that meeting. God really blessed in that meeting in an ultra-awesome way.
He did.
Yeah, we had a great, great, great time. Anyone else been on here in these 5 years? Mr. Jerry has been on here.
Mr. Jerry, since you started it.
What?
Yeah, I was there when you started.
My. That's at least, I got to look at the history, but I know that's at least 8 years ago, going on 9 years at least. Amen. That's phenomenal. My God, Sister Jerry.
Amen.
Amen. You've been so faithful. Amen. Anyone else?
Ambassador Johnson?
Uh-huh.
This is Ambassador Starring. I was just want to share this look quickly since Sister Jerry came on the line. I was running through Walmart yesterday, and I ran into this beautiful lady. Oh, my God, I had on workout clothes, and Sister Jerry dresses up every day like she's on her way to heaven, and I stopped to say hello to her and to look at her and see how radiant and how beautiful and how precious she is. She looked like a queen Barbie doll, and, you know, they've always put the Barbie doll above everybody, and I just had to let her know how beautiful she looks, and I want the prayer line to know this is a woman that turned 80-some-odd years herself and looks like she's the beauty queen in this area, so I just wanted to let you know that she's a beautiful woman of God inside and outside. God bless you.
God bless you. My God, Sister Jerry, you were all dressed up. All right. Oh, my God, that's on a
she's
line.
A dresser. You'll never find her not dressed up any time of day. Sister Jerry is dressed up like she's going to glory every day, the glory of the Lord. Any time of day you see her, she's dressed up.
Oh, my God. That is so much fun. I can just see you in the spirit realm, Sister Jerry. Oh, my God. Just so dressed up. Thank God for you. You want to say anything else, Sister Jerry?
83. How long I've been on the... I'm 83 years old. I've been there on the line ever since you started the line, the prayer line.
My God, 83. See, we got some wonderful, wonderful mature saints on this line, and I want to thank God for you, Sister Jerry, and Mother Britt, and some others. My mother is going on to heaven. I still want to thank God for allowing her. She stood beside me, behind me, on my right and on my left, and holding me up. Amen. Y'all are holding me up now. I'm adopting y'all, Mother Britt, Mother Jerry. Yeah.
All right.
Thank God for y'all. Oh, my God. All right, anybody else been on the line in these 5 years? Anybody else? All right. I know y'all have. Y'all not saying anything, but I know you have. All right, God bless you and you.
This is Evangelist Palmer, and I believe I've been here for 5 years.
Oh, my God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. This is a
This Ambassador-elect Charlotte Gray, I was counting too. I think so too. I remember Mother Johnson told me. I was in and out, but I think I'm there too.
I think you have too. Amen. Yeah, yeah, Sister Charlotte. God bless you. We were talking about you on Sunday, I believe. Somebody called your name Sunday. Yeah, at Amazing Grace, we were praying for you.
I'm not there, but I'm on my way.
All right. Who is there? Who is that?
This is Christy Johnson. I'm not there, but I'm on my way.
All right. God bless you. Anyone else? Been on the line 5 years or more. Well, I know Ambassador Lady Betty Johnson, Dr. Betty Johnson, she's been on the line ever since we started. And also,
this is Sister Lucille. I think I've been here for about 5 years.
Wonderful. Sister Lucille, you've been on there that long? My Lord. Amen. And I know Sister Gina has been here at least 5 years or more, because she's the one who, I believe, set up the technology for this line. And God, her, so she's been here 9 years, I think. All right, anybody else? Been here 5 years or more?
Mother Lacey.
Mother Lacey, Dr. Mary Lacey. Yeah, I know she's been a part of the line for many, many years. Probably close to 8 or 9 years. Amen.
Been there since it started.
Since it started.
You were there when we started it.
Amen. Dr. Mary Lacey. Amen. And anyone else? Right. God bless you. Yes, that tomorrow. Y'all think about it. All right, God bless you. Want to get some prayer. Yesterday we just had all prayer. I thought that was wonderful. This is the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Line. We had praise and we had prayer. We've had praise today, and it's been mighty wonderful, Sister Cobb, Wazine Cobb. Amen. Let's get a little prayer.
Don't forget Evangelist Riddles.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Just before we do the prayer request, Sister Reynolds, come on. Amen. I want you to take about 5 minutes and give us portions of your testimony again, and go into a little bit more details. I'm having you do this because it says to people who are listening, perhaps some in America, but those who are perhaps overseas in India and in Haiti and Africa and so many other areas. See, many times we on the front line in America think about our country so much, but There are people from other nations on here, and I want them to hear this, this in a sense, a praise report of what God did. This woman has been through a lot, I mean a whole lot, and God brought her out. And it just says that if God can bring her out, he can bring anybody out.
Absolutely.
I said that by myself. If God can bring me out, he can bring anybody out. But I want you to get. All right, Sister Reynolds, please help. And then I want, after that, I want to go and see if we can get some information about the convention. All right, Sister Reynolds, come on and help us out by giving that testimony.
My name is Lavinia, Sister Lavinia Reynolds, and I'm from Lansing, Michigan, under the leadership of Bishop Samuel Duncan, Lansing Church of God in Christ. I started going to Lansing Church of God in Christ about 14 years ago now. God started to save and deliver me and set me free maybe 8 years after I started going there. I can remember when I used to go there, I was still on drugs. And I had shared with Bishop Duncan, I even wrote about it in my book, how I would come to church on Sunday, and right before it was time for the pastor to deliver his message, I would go in the bathroom and blow my drugs. I'd get high before I listened to Bishop Duncan. And for years, I was still a thief while I was in the church. But when God started to change my life, one day I went in the bathroom to get high, and I heard the Lord say, "Flush it." And I'm like, "What? Flush it? I just paid $100 for these drugs, and I'm just to get high so I can go back in the sanctuary and listen to the pastor." And the Lord say, "It's over. Flush it." And I started to shake, and then all of a sudden, after 40 years of being on drugs, I actually flushed the drugs. And I'm like, "Oh, my God, what is going on in this church? Well, no man, nothing has ever caused me to even want to get rid of my drugs, and I done flushed my drugs. What am I going to do today?" The Lord said, "Go back out and hear the word." So that's what I did. And all that's in the past, but I want to go into when everything started to go wrong for me, because I was always a thief, a drug addict, a hairstylist, but I was one of those that thought I was on top of the world because I had money. I was a hustler. That's what I was. I was a hustler, and I kept money. And when God started to break me down, because he will humble you, and when he started to break me down, I had become on drugs to the point where crack cocaine had me, where I was chasing that drug to the point where I started to stay broke. So my oldest son had started selling drugs. He was 16 years old. He went from an A student in school to drop out and becoming one of the top drug sellers from Pontiac, Michigan. And one day, he wouldn't give me drugs that day because my ex was at the house, and he says, "When he leaves, I'll give her to you." And I'm like, "I'm the mother. This is my house. How you going to regulate when you going to give me drugs?" So when he left, I stole his drugs. I went in, broke in his safe, and stole his drugs. When he came back home, he had been drinking, and he said, "You've been in my safe." So my son pushed me, and I'm from an era where my mom used to always say, "I brought you here, and I'll take you out." So my thinking was so warped at that time because I was on drugs. That first thought came to my mind is, "I'm killing you." And so there was a gun in the house. My brother actually had pawned the gun to my son for drugs. Did not share with my son that this gun malfunctioned at times. So we both run into the gun at the same time, and I hear the Lord say to me, "You don't want to kill your son." So by the time I get to the gun, I had decided, no, I'm not going to do that. But at this time, my son was saying he's going to kill my ex. So he pulling at the gun, and I'm pulling at the gun, and he's saying, "Give it here, Mom." And I'm saying, "No, Dion." And he said, "Give it here, Mom." And then all of a sudden, the gun went off, and I had shot my son in the stomach. Not only did he have to have major surgery, he had to have four different major surgeries. His colon had to be repaired, his intestines Oh, my God, his stomach had to be repaired. They didn't think my son was going to make it. I was charged with attempt murder. I was told if he die, I'll be charged with murder. I sit in that cell, not even thinking of myself. I was saying, Jesus, I know I've lived a sinful life, but hear my prayer. Don't let my son die. Keep my son. So that Monday morning, they came to arraign me, I thought. When I saw the guard come into my cell, I just knew he was coming to take me into the courtroom to be arraigned for their murder. And he says to me, you're free to go. And I'm like, what? And he said, your son came out of the coma and said it was an accident. So I ran from that courtroom all the way to that hospital. And when I saw my baby, he had tubes everywhere, but I could see his eyes. And I knew that he was hurting. And I said, Dion, whatever we've been through, God is in the midst of this. Because no way would I have gotten out of that jail like I did. And no way would you still be alive. What happened between us was an accident. Please fight for your life, because the nurses had told me he had given up, and it was up to him at that point if he lived or died. But I kept on praying, and can't nobody say that God don't hear a sinner's prayer, because he heard mine. And I asked him to keep my son alive, and he did that. Today, my son works for GM. God has repaired our relationship for about 10 years. He hated me. And one day, he came to my house with roses and said, I love you, Mom. And all this is what God can do. And I have not even told the tip of the iceberg of my entire story. I wrote a book, In Pursuit of Sanity, which the Lord led me to write because he wanted people to know that he's still doing the same miracles today that he did over 2,000 years ago. I'm a walking miracle. I'm a walking testimony. I've been shot in the head. I've been shot in the back. I got a bullet in my back as we speak. I walked bent over for a whole year, and one day I come up out the bathroom, and my youngest son says, Mom, you're not walking bent over. I'm like, oh, my God. He's done so many miracles in my life. I'm sold out to the Lord because I know he's real. If don't nobody else know he's real, I know he's real because he's proven himself to me over and over and over. I fell asleep doing 80 miles an hour one time, going down I-75. I come out of it without a scratch. Car wasn't even wrecked. None of it. He's just so real. I love the Lord with all my heart because when he just puts in my mind the many miracles he's done in my life, it just blows my mind. Today, I wake up, and my jug of choice today is Jesus Christ. I get in the Word. I don't go out running for drugs. I run after Jesus. I'm so grateful for this prayer line, because when my grandsons come into my home, I was like, oh, my God, I can't go to the church at 6 a.m. What am I going to do? I do pray alone. I have my own altar in my house. But it's something about when you're praying with the saints, that unification. So when Sister Benita told me to call, I was like, oh, my God, this is you working, because he knew I missed it, praying with the saints and being on in touch with him, with the saints. So I want to thank you. I want to thank you, Dr. Johnson. I don't know you yet, but I will know you. And I just thank Benita for introducing me to this prayer line. I'm not going to keep you much longer because my grandsons do have to go to school. But I love telling the goodness of the Lord. I love talking about where he brought me from. A lot of people can't relate to what I'm saying, but everybody on the face of this earth knows somebody going through something. If it's not drug addiction, if it's not something to do with crime, if it's not something to do with mental illness, something in my book, In Pursuit of Sanity, which you can get at Lavinia's Books, LavinasBooks.com. You can order it online. That's my website. Somebody in your life can read that book and get delivered and set free. I'm about winning souls today. God saved my life, and he said, now you go out and save some lives. Thank you for having me on here, Dr. Johnson. I thank you.
For coming,
and I want everybody to have a Jesus-filled day today.
All right. So
yes.
Yes.
Thank you for sharing some of those details. That helps people to see that God, if he brought you out, he can bring anybody out.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God. The Lord bless you, and we appreciate you and love you. Thank you so much.
Love you as well.
Thank you. All right, Kate.